This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden announced that he is bumping up his deadline by 2 weeks for states to make all adults eligible for coronavirus vaccines, and with states gradually expanding eligibility beyond such priority groups as seniors and essential frontline workers. The president said Tuesday that every adult in the U.S. will now be eligible to be vaccinated by April 19th, but even as he expressed optimism about the pace of vaccinations, he warned Americans that the nation is not yet out of the woods when it comes to the pandemic. In remarks at the White House, the president said, "We are not at the finish line. We still have a lot of work to do. We're still in a life and death race against this virus." Nearly half of the nation's new coronavirus infections are now concentrated in just 5 states. That's prompted questions about vaccine distribution plans. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Florida, and Michigan combined, the 5 states make up 44% of the nation's new COVID-19 infections, nearly 200,000 new cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. That's prompted some governors and health experts to call on the White House to change its distribution plans and get more vaccine doses to the places where the virus is spiking. At UCSF, Epidemiology Department Chair Dr. Kirsten Bibbins-Domingo says the new virus variants are clearly one of the drivers in the increase. She says failure to get that under control with vaccines will lead to more cases spreading and more people dying. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials from 5 world powers have begun a new effort to try to bring the United States back into the foundering 2015 nuclear deal they signed with Iran. It is a delicate diplomatic dance that needs to be balanced the concerns and interests of both Washington and Tehran. The meeting in Vienna of envoys from Russia, China, Germany, France, Britain, and Iran came as the U.S. was due to start indirect talks with Iran. It would be one of the first signs of tangible progress in efforts to return both nations to the accord, which was restricted Iran's nuclear program in return for relief from U.S. and international sanctions. Following the closed meetings, a Russian delegate tweeted that the initial talks were successful. The families of refugees and their supporters, including 124 elected officials, sent President Joe Biden a letter urging him to make good on his promise to boost refugee admissions to the United States during the current budget year, replacing the record low numbers set by his predecessor. Biden presented a plan to Congress 2 months ago to raise a ceiling on admission to more than 62,000 and to eliminate restrictions imposed by former President Donald Trump that disqualified a significant number of refugees, including those escaping war. Well, Biden has not issued a presidential determination since his administration notified Congress as required by law. NRA leader Wayne LaPierre sheltered on a borrowed yacht after school shootings. That's information that AP correspondent Tim McGuire enlightened us.
In a deposition in the National Rifle Association's federal bankruptcy trial in Dallas, longtime head Wayne LaPierre acknowledged sailing to the Bahamas with his family as a security retreat following a 2012 school shooting in Connecticut and a 2018 massacre in Florida. The deposition quotes LaPierre saying, "Thank God I'm safe. Nobody can get me here," as he used the borrowed yacht with its motorboat and Sea-Doos. The NRA declared bankruptcy in January to end its incorporation in New York for more gun-friendly Texas. New York Attorney General Letitia James is suing to dissolve the NRA amid claims executives illegally diverted tens of millions of dollars. I'm Tim McGuire.
Israel's President Tuesday tasked Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with trying to form a new government, giving the embattled Israeli leader a chance to extend his lengthy term in office. He now has up to 6 weeks to lure his political foes into a coalition, an effort that appears to have slim odds of success. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.